October 6th. I'm sorry, Mark. I'm going to call the October 16th WPCA meeting to order at 6:35. If you would all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
Pledge allegiance
to the
to the
flag
flag
of the United
of the
States of
United
America,
States of America,
and
and
to
to
the
the
Republic
Republic for which it stands,
stands one nation under God,
under God,
indivisible,
indivisible,
liberty,
liberty, and
justice
justice for
for all.
all.
All right, item number three, roll call. I am here. Mr. Miani is currently absent. Mr. Curtis.
Yes, sir.
And Ms. Strickland.
Here.
Hearing three of us here, we do have a quorum, so we will continue with the meeting. I just want to say once again on the recording that the agenda has some issues with it, and I will be fixing these for next month. But I just got the agenda late yesterday and couldn't. So, item 6A, we're going to leave, but that is duplicated in item 10. So, item 10, old business, will be nothing. Item 11, new business, that will be discussed next month, but it is written incorrectly, according to what I know of Connecticut General State Statutes and FOI rules. So we will not be discussing anything on the new business. Having said that, we do not have an item which would basically come between three and four, which would be additions, deletions, and corrections to the agenda, which I will also be adding to our basic agenda that we put out on a monthly basis. But knowing that item 11 is basically written wrong and would not conform with FOIA, and 10 old businesses, duplicate business, both those items will not be discussed. Item 11 will be discussed next month, conforming to the rules and the statutes that we have to follow. All right, I said enough. The next section is going to be public portion. Anybody from the public like to speak? Rob.
I would like to speak. So I wrote a little something up. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I hope everyone's day was well. For those who do not know me, my name is Robert Prihota, and I've been employed by the City of Derby for just under 10 years. I'm also proud to serve as the union president for ASME, Council for Local 1303-006, representing the hardworking men of both the Public Works Department and the Water Pollution Control Authority. Through the last two administrations, I have continuously represented 22 members, and all of their concerns, questions, and workplace issues come directly through me. I pride myself on forging a strong collaborative relationship with both the city and the union at all times, because I believe that open communication, mutual respect, and teamwork are key to solving problems, improving safety, and maintaining a productive working environment. This responsibility is something I take very seriously, as it is not just about advocating for fair treatment and safety. It's about fostering trust and ensuring that both sides are heard, understood, and supported in a meaningful way. During my time with the city, I first spent 5 years with the Public Works Department, and for the past 5 years, I've been with the Water Pollution Control Authority. Before joining Derby, I spent 13 years with the Public Works Departments of Monroe and 3 years with the Seymour Public Works Department. These experiences taught me the value of hard work, consistency, and building relationships with colleagues, supervisors, and community leaders alike. They also gave me a deep appreciation for the challenges and responsibilities our public service position carries, especially when it comes to protecting the health and safety of both our workers and the community we serve. First and foremost, I want to express my sincere gratitude to the City of Derby and the Water Pollution Control Board for taking our concerns about health and safety seriously. Over the past few years, we've raised some issues that directly impact our employees, and the city has worked diligently to address them. From increased testing to the provisions of proper PPE, the effort and commitment shown towards improving work safety has been greatly appreciated. As many of you know, our plant has not went through an upgrade in quite some time. Although some items have been replaced with newer items, most of the plant stays original. We currently have 9 union members working at the facility, and nearly all have expressed ongoing concerns regarding safety and working conditions. I stay in regular contact with the union representatives, and with their assistance, I've reached out to numerous water pollution control authorities across the state to compare facilities and safety procedures. I'm almost done. In the past month alone, I've spoken with representatives from various towns and cities throughout the state that average 1 million gallons per day or more to see how Derby compares and where we can make improvements. These conversations have been incredibly valuable, providing insights into what works, what doesn't, and how we can continue advocating for a safer, more modern work environment. While we understand the city has plans to modernize the plant, we also recognize that major projects take time. Unfortunately, health and safety challenges are a daily concern that cannot wait for long-term upgrades. Our staff continues to work diligently, staying cautious while performing their duties in the professional and efficient manner. One of our biggest daily concerns is the wet well area, which I use as only an example. In this area, we manually rake the bar racks and remove debris to then discard the material in a proper place over 20 feet above. Although we know now have safety harnesses and tie-off systems in place, Derby remains the only facility among those I've spoken with that still operate without an automatic bar rack. Other plants that process similar flows have automated this system to reduce risk and improve safety. Conditions in the wet well can change suddenly from flow variations to unknown materials entering from hospitals, treatment centers, or local industries. These factors make safety an ongoing and critical priority, requiring consistent attention, vigilance, and teamwork for everyone on the staff. That said, we truly appreciate the city's continuing efforts and support. We know progress takes time, but we are grateful that our concerns are being heard and the steps that are being taken towards our safety and a more modern workplace for the WPCA employees. We will continue to advocate for improvements, collaboration with the city, and ensure that our members can perform their jobs safely and efficiently. So that being said, I just want to say that after I wrote this speech, I actually had a conversation with the mayor, and I suggested that, you know, in my prior positions, I was also union president in Monroe. We had safety committees so that certain things like this, you know, weren't all of a sudden just sprung on the city. It's something that, you know, we could talk about monthly. So when me and him had the conversation, he was very open to that happening, where we would, you know, have a true safety board, you know, committee. And that's all I have to say. I hope I didn't take up too much time.
No, Rob, thank you very much for your concerns. And although typically we just let people speak and don't say much, I'm one to say a lot. So I hope you bring your concerns to Ed, who literally brings every concern to this board. And we'll be talking about more concerns next month. So thank you for coming to us with that information. And we look forward to working with you. And Mr. Tedeschi is here. I'm not going to speak for him, but I'm sure he hears everything you say, as his company is the one designing the new facility for you. So thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Have a good evening.
You too. Does anybody else from the public? Does anybody else from the public want to speak? Does anybody else from the public wish to speak? Having said that three times, I am going to close the public portion. Number five, approval of the minutes. We have none of those again. So we're going to jump on to number six, Weston and Sampson, for their annual update. Oh, I would jump right to the invoices there, Bob. Let me move my screen back to the update.
Okay.
All yours, sir.
Hello, everyone. So the active projects include the first one there is the Route 34 project that's been going on for a long time. We're still trying to close that out. They did uncover one of the manholes that were paved over right at Water Street, Factory Street, but we're still waiting for some more information from the state. Phase six of the II removal project is the construction and removal of II. That is ongoing. National Water Main Cleaning Company is doing the work. They did the point repair at Laurel Lane That's the one where there was a lateral with a large hole in one of the laterals, and it was too large, such a gusher that it was too large to do from inside the pipe and with a liner. So it was an open cut, and so that's been done. That work is continuing. The NPDES permit renewal, I did talk to the DEP. They are very backed up in this process. We haven't heard anything. It's been a year and a half since we submitted the renewal application, but we're still operating under the NPDES permit for that's from the prior approved permit. The aeration blowers, those are all installed now. I believe they're operating. I mean, Ed could talk more to the controls. I know Aaron was doing some modifying the control panel, but I think that's up and running. And we're working with Eversource to get funding for that project as a reimbursement. And the Naugatuck River siphon, we got the environmental soil scientist report last week, and we're working with DEP to finalize the permits, wetland permits for that project. And still working with FEMA, hoping there will be some funding available. And the last item is the wastewater treatment plant, which is 6A. And on the agenda. So we've been working toward completing the preliminary design drawings. We did a presentation 2 meetings ago. The focus of the Charlie, if you like, if I could share my screen, I got another presentation I'd like to just give everybody an update. I can figure out how to do that. Share screen. There we go. This one. Share. Can you see my screen?
Not yet.
Yeah, it says you're trying to. There you go.
Okay, you got it. You see it should
Yeah.
say October 2025. So this is an updated version of the proposed site plan. Last time we spoke about item one is where the new inlet works is going to be, the influent pump station. And that will include two vertical automatic bar racks that are so that you wouldn't have to go into the wetwell to clean the bar racks manually. So that safety issue is going to be addressed. And we talked about the grid system, the administrative building, the garage bays, the primary clarifiers, the biological treatment, but we hadn't gotten to the solids handling and the secondary clarifier. That's what was the focus of the last 6 to 8 weeks. So this is the solids handling building with the clarifier, secondary clarifiers in the background, and this is the sludge storage tanks, which are basically the existing influent pump station and wet well and dry pit or dry well. So we added a lot more detail to the solids handling building. In the basement, there's going to be this is the pump and piping gallery from the primary secondary clarifiers. The first level will house the scales in the dumpsters that will receive the processed solids from the rotary presses, which will be on the second level. So this is the basement. So all of this is all the work that we said before. This is done in Revit, which is a modeling software. And then what it does is it generates design drawing once the model is complete. So you can see if you have any conflicts during design. So you can I'm sorry, that's my dog barking in the background. So we have about 300 design drawings ready to go, but this is a lot easier to portray what we're doing in this model. So this is the first floor, pumping and pipe gallery. The second floor, this is ground level. Dumpsters will slide in onto a scale. And there's a loading dock to get into the other parts of the building behind. And then the upper level is the, we'll have an existing rotary press that is basically behind Ed's office right now. And we'll have a second one. And these will drop straight into the dumpsters. There's a flocculator tank and a polymer skid that processes the sludge and brings it over to the and it helps with the dewatering system. And there'll be a telescoping bridge crane that extends out of the building to move equipment in and out. Another view of it. There's going to be a dedicated air system to aerate the sludge in the tanks. And any chemical or polymer storage, electrical room. So we're moving with that. And the other thing that we've been working on from process and structural are the three secondary clarifiers, which are adjacent to the solids handling building. So we've added a lot of detail, sludge scraper at the bottom of the tank. So this is the biological treatment at the bottom of the page. Goes through a splitter box. It will be a feed into each of the three primary clarifier. This is the solid handling building without the building, so you can see the pumping and piping gallery, the dumpsters, and the interaction with the solids, the sludge storage tank. And then on the structural, we've advanced the foundation design. There's a lot of detail here. I won't get into the details of it, but this is the foundation plan. For sizing members, a lot of calculations have been made to size the members. So we know the thickness of the wall, the reinforcement requirement. This is the aeration tank. This is the secondary clarifier, 2-foot walls reinforcing. So, and that's a section of what the an architectural section of the solids handling building. So that I think that was it. And there's another, that's the UV is going to have its own dedicated building. Let me stop sharing. So we, okay, we're back.
Well,
That's
thank
what
you
we're,
for that.
yeah, it's important to get you up to speed. So that was the second part. So now we've really gotten every aspect of this project ready to look at. I did talk with Ann Strauss as of October 4th. That was the deadline for people to ask any questions regarding requirement for an environmental impact statement regarding this project. The DEP recommended that we do not do that. And because we're within the fence line, there was no comments. So the approval for our facilities plan, which is now going through the signature process. So we're going to finally get our facilities plan approved. And this is, remember, the first draft was in 2014. It was updated in 2020, again in 23. So it's in the process for signing. So it's been a long, arduous process. And another thing I talked with Ann is we're going to, we're at the point where we got to start engaging a value engineering firm to take our design and look at it and give us any comments that they can to help add value to it, reduce cost. So we're developing an RFQ/P that will work with Mark to publish so that the city, so we can get consulting firms, interview them and retain them, and then have a session, a value engineering session, so they can look at our design, focus on a half a dozen areas, and give us comments. So that's the process we're pushing towards. Any questions?
Does anybody have any questions?
Nothing here.
So, Bob, I'm just going to bring up one that Mr. Prohoda brought up. And obviously today he said they were manually scraping something out of something. You know the world better than I do. Have we taken account for automated removal of the items that Mr. Prohoda was talking about?
Yes, there will be two automated equipment cleaning the protecting the pumps in the wet well. Very similar to the equipment that was installed in the Roosevelt Drive wastewater pump station. There's no need to go down into that wet well either to manually scrape that one. That was a new station that went online about 6 years ago now. Can you believe that? Oh my God. It's,
Wow.
6 years ago that thing went online. But yeah, there's no need to go down to that wet well other than do some, what get your eyes on it, but no daily task down in the well. So we're gonna do the same thing. So there's gonna be two of those Dupron screens, vertical screens or slanted screens. That'll be all automated. It'll come up, go through a washer compactor, bagged, put into a dumpster. Shouldn't be any handling of that. And so
Excellent. I'm just going to say I was a brunette back when that started. Turning a little white now. All right. Anybody else have any questions? Hearing none, we're going to move on to the next item agenda, which is obviously Mr. Tedeschi wants to get paid. WPCA wastewater treatment plant upgrades. This is funding from the bond money. This is for the amount of $149,000. I will make a motion that we pay Weston Sampson invoice number 102-50483 for the amount of $149,000 from the bond funding. Do I have a second?
I second that.
Second by Mr. Curtis. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Yeah, can we just get a small? So this is one of the first invoices it looked like that went over what the estimate was, and I'm just curious what why it went up so much this time versus what was projected.
Yeah, I can answer that. We figured there was going to be a push to get to this 30%, and it was. I thought it was going to be when I planned this out in July and August, but it's more it was going to be J August to September. That so if you saw the projections, we were significantly under last month. So we didn't want to have our structural engineers engaged until we had the architectural and process down. So we told this is what we want you to do, because we didn't want them to, because once you change something, it ripples, right? So we do one thing, we go to the next. So we got the structural team like a month or so after it just shifted. So
Gotcha. Okay. I just want to make sure. Thank
yep,
you.
I think we're on track. I think we've spent about 30% of the budget, and we have preliminary 30% blind design drawings. I think we're going to advance them slightly more, possibly to 40%, to give the value engineering firm a little bit more to review. The more detail we give them, the better they can do their review. So
What point do you, What point do you be able to come up with some kind of like high level estimate of what the cost of this might end up being?
We're working
Just
on
so
that.
everyone's, I'm
Yeah,
sorry.
we're working on that right now. That's I've been all the disciplines are working on the cost estimate. So when we engage the value engineering firm, we're going to provide our opinion of probable cost at that time, and so they can look at it and review it and say, yeah, that's right, or yeah, you guys are nuts, or maybe you can do this and that. So yeah, it's probably a month or two out to we're gonna put a price tag on this. So and at that time we need to engage how we're gonna fund this. It's
Yeah, I
but.
understood. And I understand where Mr. Hall is coming from. As it goes to the value-added engineers, maybe you can throw us what you're estimating at the same time you throw it to them, knowing that this number is going to fluctuate based upon what they come back with, but at least it'll get us in a ballpark where we can start making decisions as far as how to fund this.
Yeah, actually, it'll go to this board first, and then it'll go to the value engineering firm. Yeah, it's
Excellent.
okay.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Rob. Thanks for the timeline.
Okay.
All right. We have a motion made to pay this bill for $149,000. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Hearing none, motion passed. I would just as a note to this, Mr. Hall, if you could check on down below the outstanding invoice. But a 96,100, that'd be appreciated.
Yeah, no, I followed up on it earlier today. Rob's aware he sent over the invoice was missing, so it should get paid this week.
Okay, so at least he can get a full tank of gas for that Ferrari.
Yeah, that plus the 150. Yeah. Be a nice
Excellent.
Ferrari for 250.
All right, the next invoice from Weston & Sampson is for $1,850. The blower assistant and grant support. Mr. Tedeschi, if you just want to run over that one real quick.
Yeah,
Actually, let
that,
me, I'll just go ahead, run over it real quick.
yeah, that's the last of the grant support, the fill in the application to Eversource and the supporting documents. So we've completed that task. It's now we just have to get
Keep
it
our
to
fingers crossed for
Eversource,
money.
and yeah, and then hopefully they give us a bag of money.
Before, how do you think that is, Rob? I mean, is it going to be this fiscal year?
I don't know how long the process is. I can find out. The gentleman that was on the call with us last, he would know. I don't know the timeline, but
Yeah, I was just curious.
so when's it getting submitted?
I'm hoping. I asked that. I'm hoping th this week. It's done. I think it was not sure why I think there was we had to finalize some of the invoices from other folks with Aaron and other, but I think we have all that and the application is it's ready to be submitted.
All right, yeah.
I think
So
it's in
looks
today
but
or
before the
tomorrow.
next meeting it should be submitted, right? And
Yeah,
that'll be
no,
the next
I'd like to get
update.
it submitted tomorrow.
Okay.
I asked the exact same question to the person preparing for it. It was just doing one final check to make sure. So I'm hoping to get it out either tomorrow or Friday at the latest. Yeah, that
Thank
should
you.
be a reimbursement of, I think it was about 130,000.
Yeah, 135, which would be nice.
Yeah.
Let me do it this way. I will entertain a motion to pay Weston Sampson invoice 102-50479 for $1,850. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion made by Ms. Strickland. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Curtis. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passes. All right. Got another one for the phase six INI removal for September 2025. Mr. Tedeschi?
Yeah, it's where this is probably 30% complete of the construction. We're providing construction administration and part-time resident inspection of the construction that National Water Main is doing.
Okay, so, I will make a motion to pay Weston and Sampson invoice number 102-50288 in the amount of $1,600. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Curtis. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Hearing none, motion passes. Thank you, Mr. Tedeschi.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And Mr. Abel, time for your general report.
Good evening, everyone. Listed in front of you is the monthly report for October 2025. In the collection system for September of 2025, we responded to a total of 49 call before you dig tickets with one emergency. We also responded to two emergency after hour callouts. For the treatment plant, we had an average flow of 0.96 million gallons a day with a total flow of 28.66 million gallons a day and a max daily flow of 1.16 million gallons a day. Our average nitrogen for the month was 45 pounds per day, well under the permit limit of 71, which has brought our annual average back down to 76.6 pounds per day. The average effluent BOD is 4.3. Average suspended solids was 3 milligrams per liter with an average turbidity of 3.6. Maintenance for that month, we jet cleaned 4,900 feet of city sewer main. The third quarter sewer cleaning maintenance has been completed. The secondary clarifier was taken offline to repair loose baffles and replace a section of baffles. Blockage was cleared at the intersection of Atwater and Seymour Avenue, and the installation of the wet well wizard for Burtville Ave pumping station is completed and working well. In general, we had an average percent solids with the new press for July of 23%. I should say September. I'll have to adjust that for the next meeting. We are also continuing to work with FEMA for disaster damage assistance for the East Derby siphon, as well as continuing to work with DEP, CTDOT, and Metro North for all the proper permits for the East Derby siphon. Listed on the next couple pages are quotes for repairs for the CCC or CCTV camera and tractor. And the air quality assessment is now going to be saved for next month.
Before we go over the quotes for the CCTV repair, does anybody have any questions in regards to the report?
Did the solids drop down a little bit this month? Weren't we a little higher than that last month?
They did. And reason being is because it's going to fluctuate back and forth. One of the biggest things is we had another operator on the press, and everyone has their little ideas on how it should work. Everybody tries something different. So they went up a little bit. They went down a little bit. Right now we're at 23. Last month they were at 23.5. So they went down every
single month. Oh, that's not bad then. I thought it was a little higher than that last month, but that ain't bad. Hey, Ed, I am, from my own personal knowledge, I'd like to hear a little more about that wizard offline. I'd like to see how it works for a few months, and then let me know how that works in Berkshire, Burtsville for you.
Absolutely. Burtville has been our biggest problem area as far as rags, grit, and grease go. And to my understanding, since it has been put in almost a month ago at this point, there has been no accumulation whatsoever.
Oh yeah. All right. Yeah, I took your quote from a few months ago and I'm just keeping it on the back burner. It sounds pretty interesting.
Absolutely, it is.
Okay, that's all I had.
Anytime, Mr. Curtis, we can actually set up a time. You can come out and we can show it to you in person as well.
Yeah, I'd like to do that one day.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Ed. Any other questions or concerns on the report?
The record should reflect that Mr. Miani entered the meeting at 7:11.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Miani. How are you today? Oh, you're muted, but if y'all see me jumping around, my headphones are about to die here, so I might have to switch around a few things. But all right, the quotes, we're going to go over the quotes for the CCTV repair that was brought up during the report. If you want to discuss those, Ed.
Sure. So the first one is for the camera itself. And there's a couple different ways we could do this. We could take the camera offline once a year and send it out for routine maintenance. We've been going crazy with this thing ever since we got it 5 years ago, and we didn't want to stop. So we just kept CCTVing as much as we could. And I think we're somewhere around 70 or 80,000 feet that we have done in that time frame. So it's been about 5 years. We took it offline so we can get the routine maintenance done, for this one being the camera and the amount of 6,533. And we also sent the tractor in itself as well for routine maintenance. And the cost on that is $5,315.55. We could do this once a year. The only issue with doing it once a year is we have to take the camera truck offline, so it stops us from doing our CMOM work. We have an issue because the WPCA does not have an account with UPS, so we have to go through the city. That usually takes a while for that to get mailed out or shipped out. And then it's about a 3 to 4 month turnaround. So if we can do that same thing once every couple of years compared to every year, we can get much more work done. The caveat to that is if we do it once a year, it's about a fraction of the cost, 1500 to 2000 compared to 5000 and 6000 at a time.
Well, 5,000 after 5 years is still most. It's so it's 11,000 after 5 years, so it still works out to just about 2,000, 2,500 a year.
Joe, I got a suggestion to the commission on this and to Ed. Now I'm looking at this between the two, well, first off, the quote for the camera, it says it's obsolete, where it says actual object. My thought is, does the camera and the track go together to get gone through once a year? So you're sending the tractor and the camera out, right?
Correct.
All right. Well, do we know what a new tractor and camera cost? I mean, do you have any idea what figure we're looking for a brand new unit? This is just redoing what we have, the way I'm understanding it. Or is this the cost for a new one?
No, this is just the routine maintenance.
Yeah.
I don't want to speak out of turn, but I remember a few years ago from looking at it, I think the camera was somewhere around $100,000 to $150,000 just for the camera.
Ouch. All right, never mind. I rescind everything I was going to say because I was going to say get a backup camera. You know what I mean? If this is what it cost for the routine maintenance to get it back up to where it needs to be, if we for that 4 months that it's out, why wouldn't we have a second camera? But I never would have thought it would have been 150,000. So disregard that.
So
I just thought that would go ahead.
We do have a second camera, and it was the camera that was off of the old camera truck.
The van,
and
yeah.
That one, there was an issue with the pigtails, and they couldn't get that to go, which is one of the other reasons the tractor's in place as well.
Okay, I just thought that for another 20,000 we or whatever. I'm just guessing at what it would have cost for a new one, but I was way off the ball on that. For the 4 months you send it out to get it worked on, why not have a backup for those 4 months? But not for 150,000. All right, disregard.
So going back to just the camera quote from Bear Sales, the amount of $6,533.41. Does anybody want to make a motion to move forward with the service repair?
I would make a motion to move forward on that.
Motion made by Mr. Curtis, and I'll make a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All to approve.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody against? Any abstentions? Hearing none, motion passed. Mr. Miani, you're still muted over there, sir.
Aye.
There you go. Thank you. I like hearing your voice once a month.
Did we have any late notice for this meeting, or?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Is there an earlier notice than? I didn't see any notice for the meeting. I'm just wondering what. There was one I finally dug up, was like this afternoon.
Yeah,
so.
Unfortunately, there was an issue sending out the agenda in the packet. So what didn't, although it was published and on the website back on October 9th, it did not make it to us until it was sent out this afternoon. So you should have received an email with both the notice and the packet this afternoon.
Okay.
And just for your clarification, in regards to the agenda, we'll be making some changes to the custom agenda that we use, the standardized template of the agenda for next month's meeting, so that we can add and delete, change a few things, because that actually has to be listed. And item number 11 on this agenda, Mr. Miani, will be scratched for tonight and brought up again next month, only because it's
what,
not.
What date next month is it, Charlie? Do you
know what date it is? Third Wednesday. Hang on one sec. I can tell you. November 19th.
Okay. I will not be able to make that one. That's for sure. I'll be in out of the country.
You're going where?
South there.
I don't think this board approved that. Did you, it's not an agenda item. You have fun, but
I thought there was a trip.
Yeah. See, I schedule mine around these meetings just so I can be here to
Both
chat with you.
Can we approve?
Absolutely. All right. Back to business. The second.
To Kelly's point, is there a cheaper option, you know, maybe like a 200-foot cable, like a push rod or something, you can get 5 to 10 grand, or maybe make sense if we're going to have that much downtime, and just so, you know, it can still be productive?
We can get a push camera, but a push camera is not going to be very beneficial at all for our mains. Push camera is something that you use for a lateral, but not for a city sewer main.
Get hung up.
Yeah, I was thinking, is it better than doing nothing, you know?
Well, that's why we went with the once every couple of years send it out compared to every year.
Well, what we can do is, if you want to get a credit card if the board's all right, right? And it would only be for, will be WPCA, but you would be the only one that has it. And then when things like this come up and you got to ship something and you just use a credit card, you just give me the receipts and we'll pay the credit card statement.
Well, that would be fantastic. And no disrespect to anybody at City Hall, but we brought it there 2 months ago before it actually got shipped out. So that's one of the issues we also have because there is no credit card.
Yeah, so we fixed that problem, and I can right now there's only one for the city and one for the police, but I'm happy to add one to WPCA if you know nobody has an objection.
I mean, I do not see a problem.
No, not at all.
Quite honest with you, I have a company credit card myself because I do a lot of shipping and buying that doesn't fall into the procurement part, but. I think if that would just make things easier for Ed, that, you know, I think we would all be fine with that. There's no dinners on it, though, Ed. No dinners. It's for shipping.
I promise you there will be no dinners or no side gas for Mr. Bob's Ferrari.
Thank you, Mr. Hall. That would be an excellent idea. Okay, moving on to the tractor part of it, right? Bear sales invoice for the tractor comes to $5,315.55. I'll make a motion that we pay this or that we allow this item to go out for that amount. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Strickland. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any that don't want this? Any abstentions? Hearing none, motion passes. Thank you. All right. And Mr. Hall, finally, just the check register. And I will just open up with, does anybody have any questions for Mr. Hall in regards to the check register?
None here.
Probably the better update next month. Like I said, we're just still doing the audit right now, just trying to power through that and get that done in a more timely fashion than we have in the past, but then I can start to get back to giving you guys some more updates.
The audit is very important. Maybe we get it done in a timely fashion. Yeah, I know. This is nice to have on the board for 6 years. I know the problems. All right. Hearing none on Mr. Hall's update. Old business, like I said, was covered under item 6A, and new business this year on this agenda will be reinvented for next meeting so that it actually meets Connecticut General State Statute and FOIable reasons. And I will put that together for the next meeting. So that brings us to item number 12 on the meeting agenda. Our next motion. Meeting will be November 19th. Mr. Curtis is all over that. Do I have a second on item 12?
Second.
Second by Ms. Strickland. All in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And just real quick before we leave, and Ms. Strickland, I've seen the back and forths with you and Ed in the emails. I want to thank you very much for all the extra work that you're doing for this committee. I know Ed appreciates that, and it just makes his life a hell of a lot easier when he has that sort of data in his hand. Thank you.
I wish I'd been able to find the one, but...
That's all right. That's all right. We can't be perfect, but you did a lot more than a lot of other people have. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And the meeting is adjourned at 7:25 in the PM. See you all next month.
Good night, all.
Good night, everyone.
Everyone.